Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says going to be mainly cloudy again today. We do have a chance for some developing showers and thunderstorms as the afternoon goes on into this evening. Another warm one in store, high of about 87 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature is 68. In Burlington, it's 63. Milwaukee, 72. 71 degrees in Racine. Another auto theft scenario on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant earlier this morning. Law enforcement chasing two vehicles, initially thought to be from the Racine Automotive Group, onto the interstate, but giving up near the Milwaukee County line due to safety concerns with other motorists. It began just after 2 a.m., an officer reporting two dark-colored vehicles heading west on 20 at a high speed from near Highway H. Pursuit eventually got onto the frontage road, then to the interstate, speeds topping 115 miles an hour at one point. Mount Pleasant police and a sheriff's deputy trying to keep up. The headlights on both vehicles off at the time. The drivers maneuvered around traffic, part of the reason the chase ended and Milwaukee County notified. It was then discovered later on a front door to the Hyundai dealership on 20 had been damaged. Racine County Sheriff's Patrol deputies and jail staffers, they're going to be outfitted with body cameras starting around November 1st after a five-year contract is approved by the county board with Taser International. Total cost is going to be $925,000. Supervisor Monty Osterman said the issue got quite a bit of discussion over a long period of time.
I don't think that we've had an issue that was as thoroughly vetted as this particular one has been. I'm in full support of it. I believe we're in a time in history when we cannot afford to not do this. This is the savings potentially down the road are huge, and to me it's a no-brainer.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave applauding the board for being proactive.
We will be one of the first communities to have entire sheriff's department, patrol, and jail personnel to have such. And as you know, I know transparency is the theme of the night, but this does create transparency for the community and the sheriff's office, and it also creates more safety for those who are protecting us on a daily basis.
Supervisor Q.A. Shakur noting the contract is not only for the cameras, but also for video storage, which is a big cost factor, and maintenance. County ordinance requires keeping all records a minimum 120 days, longer for evidence with court proceedings. The resolution for the body cameras includes transferring some $427,000 out of the general fund tax stabilization account to get things started. Racine police investigating a shooting incident that occurred Monday evening. A news release indicates an officer was called to the 700 block of 10th Street, got there, told that a 19-year-old victim had already been taken to Wheaton Franciscan's Medical Center by a family member. Victim then later found at the hospital, but no other information has been released at this point. Anybody with information is being asked to contact the police investigative unit or Crime Stoppers to help in that case. Former Racine resident Jamie White, now living in Kenosha County, being charged in Racine County Circuit Court with first-degree reckless endangerment of safety after an infant in her care got a near-lethal dose of methadone. The 32-year-old White scheduled in court this afternoon on that and several drug-related charges, including delivery of a non-narcotic and possession of illegally obtained prescription. Court documents say White was babysitting the two-month-old, gave him a bottle that she had prepared, claiming the one left by the parents looked dirty. White later picked up the baby's mother for a patient visit at Wheaton's Hospital. That's where the woman noticed her son was not acting right. The boy was then taken to the emergency room, then up to Children's Hospital. He tested positive for a methadone level within the fatal parameters for an infant. Police say methadone and marijuana were also then found during a search of White's home, prompting charges. Request for a proposal going to be going out later this month for the operation of a shared employee health clinic that will serve the employees of the city of Racine, the county of Racine, and the Unified School District. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
The city and county have operated a joint employee health clinic at Wheaton Franciscan Hospital for the last 10 years. But modernization in healthcare and best business practices led to the decision to solicit new proposals for the clinic. And early in the process, the school district was asked if they wanted to join. RUSD has operated a clinic across the hall from the city county clinic at the hospital. If the process goes according to plan, the shared clinic will open next year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
State Department of Justice picks Racine County as one of five counties in the state to pilot a new program designed to try and reduce repeat drunk driving. It's called 24/7 Sobriety. It requires participants to be under near-constant monitoring for drug and alcohol use, and it has shown success in other states. Repeat drunk drivers given a high level of monitoring to make sure that no consumption of alcohol or drugs takes place. That might include twice-daily alcohol testing, routine scheduled drug tests, other means of continuous testing regarding alcohol. The program designed to be cost-neutral to taxpayers. Program costs are paid by participants. And the Racine Interfaith Coalition is going to hold a prayer vigil at 6 o'clock this evening at Monument Square. Make that Thursday evening to remember the police officers slain in Dallas. The community is invited to the vigil. It will be 6 o'clock this evening. It's Wednesday night. And they're going to include a call for an end to all the pervasive violence around the country. Rick holds these prayer vigils to remember victims of local violent deaths, but they also do these instances with nationwide cases. I want to mention again the Racine Interfaith Coalition's prayer vigil, 6 o'clock this evening, Monument Square, to remember the police officers slain in Dallas. A fire in Racine began with a fallen power line, damaged a home, and a garage on Erie Street, 3415 Erie Street to be exact. First fire units there reporting smoke coming out of the house. Investigators determined that the power came in contact with the electrical system from within the garage. Because the system is connected to the home, a fire started in the wall of the kitchen. Crews spent some time having to search for hot spots within the home. Total damage was estimated at about $30,000. Family members had to be helped out with occupants of temporary housing. Now, about 40 We Energy's customers lost power initially because of this incident, but We Energy's officials indicate 170 more had to be taken out of service to get the crews in to be able to safely fix the damaged power lines. That power was not expected to have been restored until last evening. Reluctant blessing from the Sturtevant Village Board last night, Trustee Chris Wright given the okay to contact the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance about what it would cost for a study to determine the feasibility of the village breaking away from Racine Unified. A push for a study would have included Mount Pleasant and Caledonia in past months, but that kind of lost steam when Mount Pleasant didn't approve its share of the funding. So last night, the continuing committee in Sturtevant, they had Wright noting Sturtevant voters had narrowly approved it in a referendum. They wanted a study. He said he would like to at least know how much it's going to cost for Sturtevant to move forward on this particular issue.
Am I saying I'm going to vote to approve a separate school district? At this point, no, but I think it was... Again, I understand a slim margin, but somewhat of a student of history, just the fact that it's an estimate, I would say at least 70% of the referendums that have ever gone up have failed.
Village Chair Steve Jansen called it a waste of time, said that the village ought to continue to pressure Unified for the changes that it wants. Trustee Mark Villalpando said he didn't see a need to know creating a separate school district, that it would be a crazy expenditure. Sturtevant setting aside $15,000 in this year's budget for its share of that joint study, which has not taken place. Wright said he would be contacting WISTAX for the quote, and he's expecting information in a few weeks. Bethany Ormseth of Kenosha, William Duncan of Walworth County, both reappointed to second terms on the Gateway Technical College Board of Trustees. Kimberly Payne is a first-timer, all three of them sworn in for three-year terms until the year 2019. They were picked by an appointment committee made up of the county board chairs from Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth. Duncan also then selected as the board chairperson for Gateway. Well, just one company has answered Kenosha's call for bids to replace the deteriorating surface at the Dream Playground. Blummel's out of Greenfield submitted a bid of just over $487,000. Installing a longer-lasting surface would boost the price tag to $589,000. Expressing disappointment that only one bid was received, Mayor John Antaramian indicated that the offer does appear to be feasible and that the city is now in the process of reworking its budget to cover the unanticipated expense. The matter expected to go to the city council before the end of the month. Of course, the playground was closed earlier this year because of problems uncovered with the surface. Discussions with the original contractor are continuing. The whole matter could still end up in court. The Asian ape exhibit never happened at the Racine Zoo, so the $200,000 grant in 2013 from Racine County toward that effort is now being redirected toward the zoo's new capital improvement program. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee, noted some of that money's already been utilized on a small number of projects.
There are 15 capital improvement needs, plus an additional 14 at the zoo for a total of 29. The total spend to date is $20,674, and the remaining funds from the county is $179,326. And they had an Exhibit A presented at the Finance Committee. It was a nice list, detailed, explaining exactly what they want to do.
Some of the CIP needs at the zoo include baby-proofing the rhino exhibit, dealing with two collapsed storm sewer lines and rotted heating pipes in the main building's basement, and a lot of electrical work. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.